Listen up! You are now listening to News with My Fiance with DJ Ambush and Morgan Jones!
Look at your face.
I'm scared. You sound so loud.
All right. Okay.
Good morning. Are we blowing everybody out?
No.
I'm text fam squad. Tell us now. We need production help.
Guess you guys didn't know you were fiancés and engineers, huh? Did you?
Put it on your resume.
That's what you signed up for. All right.
I don't know if it's what they signed up for, but it's where we are now, you know? And that's what relationships are.
Huh.
No.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Makes sense to me.
Okay. Fine.
Good morning, fiancés.
Morning.
How are we today? This fine
Thursday morning.
I am discombobulated. I can't get anything right.
It's the top of August, for sure. We're heading into, this is still third quarter action. Yeah.
When you start talking quarter business, I'm like, I don't know what corporate situation you got going on
now. It could be sports. What is this?
Excuse me, we've gotten an update.
Right to the corporate.
Ambush is quiet, Morgan is good. And that is actually going to be it for the day. Thank you. That is the name of our upcoming tour. Ambush quiet, Morgan good.
Wow.
I'm also going to laugh at that for the rest of the day.
Yeah, talk about the important things. Is Morgan good or not?
You know, someone's got to know.
Ambush is quiet, Morgan is good.
Thank you, fiance, for letting us know. And then they were like, hey, bays. It's a wonderful day today. I know that everybody has heard by now. And we have not spent a whole lot of time talking about 45. But you know, hey man, we on third indictment around here.
feel like
we gotta talk about it.
and I can speak for myself here. I know the hesitation in talking about it is because I got indictment fatigue, bro. I got impeachment fatigue, indictment fatigue. Why is this person still around? Like, why do you guys keep, like, here's the thing. Leave him alone. Or not.
Let him cook.
Because well, y'all keep letting them in the kitchen and giving them supplies.
Well, I mean, at this point, Ambush, we're not going to do this.
Right.
We'll get to it. That is just one of the things on the docket.
Yeah.
And I didn't even mean to jump into that, really, because I skipped over the other things that, you know, like to say the things we're not going to talk about today, but I think matter. What in the world, Ambush? And I take this question to you, fiancés, and I would love, absolutely love some responses. What is it going to take for us to say, I've had it. I demand term limits. We must have them.
Oh.
They must be put in place retroactively. Everybody has to retire.
Yeah.
Like Mitch McConnell and Dianne Feinstein.
Come on, man. Come on. Do you care about seniors or no? Because this is why.
I mean, this is abuse.
Yeah.
And we've talked about the elder abuse happening in
Biden administration.
In all of these administrations. Everybody's retirement age, not everybody, obviously, but right. Like, we don't want them to get to grow old. Go do something. Go play in the flowers, Mitch. Hang out with your wife.
Seriously. Actually improve your quality of life. Get away from work.
Diane is up there pulling my mom. And by that, I mean, I'm just going to pretend like I know what I'm doing up here. And I mean that in the best way possible, Mom.
Right.
I love you. But I mean, each time she's like, here, let me read to you what we're doing here today. No, ma'am. You're supposed to say yay or nay.
That's it.
And now you have people just telling you what to vote. Baby.
Yeah.
That's not how this works.
That's a little recipe for disaster.
Also, I'm going to forever and always have questions about Nancy Pelosi's daughter being the person that, you know, has a hand in how Diane is doing.
Right. You're her caretaker?
Get it out of here. I want no part.
Nancy, where's your caretaker?
For real.
Like, everyone, vamoose, exit. It's time to go.
I just don't understand how we are not more serious as a people. Like,
yeah.
This is a thing that should not be happening. And I get it. It's a thing that has happened your entire life. So it's hard to even fathom there's something that could be done about it. This is a revolt-worthy thing.
Yeah.
We are still being ruled, you know, in the fever dream of somebody who should literally just be sitting, reading a book,
reading a paper,
playing some chess, doing a word scramble.
You know, playing frisbee with the border collie.
That, I don't know, going a cruise.
Yeah.
But it's out of hand.
I mean, you nailed it though, right? We're being unserious. We don't care enough. Because for so many different reasons, we should be upset. We should be galvanized. It should be a very loud reaction to this. But like you said, for so long, this has been the norm. It is what it is. And I think there are people that aren't aware of how important these positions are and how pivotal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta put the B in there sometimes. and how pivotal these decisions are to their life. And if you have people who cannot relate to
literally anything
to modern day
that you do.
Yeah.
At all. Including going to the doctor the way you do.
Yeah.
Like that.
Someone in the text thread that I'm in had posted a Charleston White video and was like, oh, see, he's making points here. And I'm like, it's one of those situations where this person is just, he's super triggering, super toxic. It's like Boosie times four.
And oh, wait, is this the... That the MAGA, the black dude that is like a Trump supporter, and
he might be. I don't know. I didn't know if it went that far, but I said, name any other time where you knowingly would take counsel from someone that you think is foolish. Name any other time. If this person is sitting here repeating Fox News talking points and white supremacist talking points, because of this one thing he says, now it's like, just asking questions. That might be a good point there. Mind you, the thing that he said that was so inflammatory was that today, black people actually deserve slavery. Deserve it to now because of all the things our ancestors went through. Look at how sweet we got it today, and look how bad we're doing. We actually deserve slavery.
Well,
yeah.
That's cool. I'm, you know, opinions of things and fun.
Yeah, people have them.
I just went to dude's Instagram. It is the dude.
So he's MAGA. I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, yes. And yeah. If you just peruse the Instagram, there's always a Trump hat or a Trump something. So
unbelievable.
I mean, you know, it is just a wild thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you care about the seniors in your life? Do you care about the seniors that are running your life?
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Because would you let the seniors in your life make the decisions that we are allowing the seniors that run our lives to make? Did I ask that right?
You definitely did. You definitely
because
did.
I make decisions for my parents right now. And we're currently in a great way. They agree mm-hmm. with me. We're not fighting about it.
You did but the work to get there.
Well,
you did the work.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did put the work in.
And that's what we're talking about, guys. Somebody's got to put the work in right now.
I mean, there are things that they just don't understand, right? And this is not a judgment in any way. It's just that you don't understand it. Things are evolving every single day that, like we've talked about before, scams are scamming right this second. very specifically to scam seniors.
It's a whole industry.
It's an industry.
It's a whole industry, y'all.
And I just have to believe that Nancy Pelosi has absolutely bought some Amazon gift cards out there. You know? I just, they don't get, they should not get to. Like we talked about before, Diane, if any fiduciary, any person with a fiduciary responsibility heard Diane Feinstein being coached like she was for voting.
Right. Right.
They'd be like, excuse me, ma'am, I'm going to need to talk to your caregiver.
Yeah.
The power, whoever has power of attorney, because clearly, clearly it can't be you, babe.
Did anyone from Mitch's camp actually, did they explain this or has it been radio silence? Has it been like, we're going to pretend like that didn't happen?
Honestly, I meant to follow up with the turtle and see where he went.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
But if you have a stroke at 1500 years old, does it matter?
No, it's pretty. Things grow old, they decay, and, you know, they got to get power washed. This is just the way I'm just saying, you know, things age. You know, everything ages. Everything ages. And it's worse for wear. When it happened, I want to say I didn't know what I was seeing, but I knew what I was seeing, but I didn't understand I was seeing it. There it is. I knew what I was seeing, but I was not expecting to see someone in leadership in our government having a stroke right there at the podium.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I guess there was, what do they call it, cognitive dissonance. I was like, And it was funny because it was funny because, you know, going into it, because of the captions or the way the news hit, I knew what I was about to see, right? So it was funny watching the people around him not react because they don't know what's happening until like 10 seconds in or 8 seconds in. And it's like, you okay over there? You okay? No, he's not okay because he's not retired.
Sorry.
Jeez. Get him a retirement package and let's go.
I was trying to get an answer to your question. And briefly, what I can tell you what exactly happened to Mitch yet, but what I can tell you is that he will serve out the rest of this session. They're confident in that.
They're giving us fodder now, so we got to take it.
You
want us to be calm, collective, respectful, and all of, you're literally giving us joke material and saying, don't laugh. Continue on.
Gonna laugh, sorry.
Yeah.
In things we won't laugh about, but we will make fun of the people in, Greg Abbott and Eric Adams are having a fascist face-off. That's what I'm going to start calling these things.
I need the artwork now. I need someone to take the cover of the movie poster for Face-Off and put Greg Abbott on one side and Eric Adams on the other. Fascist face-off. I love it.
Thank you.
Man.
Greg Abbott sent 28,000... people, human beings, and spread them out across the country. And we're not going to spend time on this story today, but there is something to be said about an Eric Adams who ran as a Democrat, going to remind everybody, who is now saying, we got to get the border going, man. Hey, what's up with it? Tighten it up. what's going on? Now, to be clear, Greg Abbott, who is the governor of Texas, is not just saying, I think this is a good idea. He's approving it. He has no problem for his state paying for this. For moving people across the country to absolutely just displace them. Because he doesn't want them in his state. So he sent over almost 11,000 people to New York.
Are y'all listening to these numbers?
And Eric Adams isn't saying, hey, Greg Abbott, let's talk about this. Maybe stop. he's like, lock the border down. Like, you, when you elect reactionaries, Rene Gonzalez, this is what we do. This is what we get. This is, you get a person who doesn't understand causation and correlation. Like, they just don't get what things cause what.
Nope.
Forever and always mad at the wrong thing. It is very familiar. It is very, like, just take a peek at, you know, something I tell people not to do, but look at the comments. Look at the comments of the local news in your, you know, where we are, and see the people saying exactly the same thing. They're just, you know, infiltrating Portland. Those homeless people, just, we just can't get rid of them. It's the same.
28,000 people. 28,000 people. When Morgan first said that number last night, I was like, wait, what? Did I hear that right? 28,000 people. And again, his Eric Adams reaction, you know, it's very telling. It's
he really is exposing. A cop, and he is going to continue to cop. Yeah. He will always cop. And by that, I mean the worst of the worst of the worst.
Right.
He is the worst kind of cop.
So that's that. Thank you for that.
Sorry.
Help me bring me back to my point, which was he's a cop. He's going to behave like a cop. Greg Abbott and these Republicans that are moving this way, like, these are wolves, and wolves are going to do what they do, man. I'm not expecting compassion. I'm not expecting any type of common sense leadership. I'm expecting them to exploit every possibility they can. However, in the face of that, we have zero accountability, zero reaction, no consequences coming from the Biden administration. None. Absolutely none. Nothing is being done to stop this at all. They're going to let this drag out and let this be a talking and debate point. They will not do what they're supposed to be doing at all to stop this. So you know what I say to Greg Abbott? Good on you. Good on you. Man's is putting his numbers on the board. He's putting his stats up. He's releasing this information. He's putting his stats up.
He's literally bragging.
He's bragging.
Yeah.
That he's moved 28,000 people.
Yeah.
Oh, I sent some to New York. I sent some. Sanctuary City. Let me show you. Let me give you a list of sanctuary cities of where I'm sending people.
Legitimately. Yeah. That is exactly what he did. This many here. This many here.
And it's really, really, it's. I'm not a Democrat, so it ain't embarrassing for me. But it's indefensible. There's nothing you can say to explain to me why there hasn't been an executive order, something. You can't sit here and say how much you care about people's lives, right? And then you sit and you find the diplomatic, proper way to handle. We don't want to make any rash decisions. People are being displaced. They're being used as pawns. And you got to figure it out. What do you need to do? Do we need to start a committee? What
probably,
needs to happen?
Probably if you start a committee, but probably don't fund it until maybe next year.
Yeah.
And then you can start looking for people to join the committee. And then maybe 6 months after you have everybody, you guys can talk about your scope of work.
Right. Right. You got to committee it. You
well,
committee this thing.
One more Abbott thing, and then we got to move forward.
Yeah.
But yesterday, man said, if you're doing donuts, we intend to arrest you.
What?
Put you behind bars.
What?
Because, you know, street racing has apparently taken over the Texas towns, and he's not having it. It's law and order, baby. Law and order, Texas. Law and order. Doom, doom. Texas.
If you're doing donuts, we're going to make some money off your life.
Oh, my.
What?
I'm sorry. There's text.
Oh, yeah. There's some text.
I'm going to. I got to do it as.
As received.
Yeah. First one, we just passed the halfway mark between summer solstice and fall equinox.
It feels like it.
Next, morning. Dot, dot, dot. Next, fiance. Dot, dot, dot. Fam. Dot, dot, dot. Oh, come on, computer. Sorry, I was mitching. I think I'm good now. Rudes!
Rudo had a glitch. A syntax error.
Yeah, he was mitching.
He was mitching.
It was a TIAA. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Yeah. I had on your shirt yesterday, Rudo, the Horrigan shirt. And I got stopped like twice, man.
And it's a good shirt.
It's a great shirt. I got stopped by someone. Shout out to Ty Carpenter. She had a WooWear shirt on.
Wow.
And she was right. And she was like, what shirt is that? I'm like, whoa, slow down. You're rocking WooWear? Where did you find that? It's amazing. It was vintage. It looked very nice. And then I was walking down the street downtown and someone was like, is that a Venom shirt?
Oh.
And it was, I was like, oh, I can see that.
I can see it.
No, Torrigan.
I can see it.
Jack Rudo. You've done it again. Roots. All right, so what are we covering today?
So today we're going to talk about a few things. I mentioned our good friend. And I think that Trump must have got a BBL. Who's with me on this? Because Jack is making it rain. And when it rains, it pours. Federal indictments.
Federal indictments. Mm. Henrietta Lacks' family got a win on what would have been her 103rd birthday.
That's a incredible.
Yeah.
Historic moment.
Yeah. Very historic moment.
And then in local news with tweets like these, who needs action? Rene Gonzalez is out here doing the devil's work. Just living in the world of platitudes and complaints. And I just kind of can't get over how much he's still talking about all the stuff that he blamed that black woman for.
Man, almost as if he doesn't have the ability or office or station to affect change. Is this what it's all about? I want to mention this too, right? This inaction committee, this inaction wave, whether it's people in elected police? Positions, or police, or content creators, they're starting to be devoured by their audiences.
Go on.
Yeah. She who will not be named.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing some things on social media and some of the
Voldemorta.
Audience, because they have to keep switching. It's like, well, this happened to someone broke into this car window and we got a report, but it's not like the police care. Oh, I thought you were pro-con.
I thought they were the ones who was at. Now, wait a minute.
What? Didn't you meet with the mayor and then now you got an issue with it? What? Huh. Sounding like
why don't they care? Is it because they were defunded? They don't care. Their care got defunded,
right?
Along with their budget getting more money.
Well, it's a DA somehow.
Well, right? I mean,
yeah,
you know, lock him up. All of them.
You're starting to sound a little lefty there.
Don't do that.
Either way, their audiences
slow
are
slow it down.
Their audiences are starting to react to this. And it's like, when you're not about any actual progress and any actual action, and you want to profit off of people's misery and you know, making inflammatory statements, you are going to get burned eventually. You can't just keep starting grease fires and thinking like, I'm good over here. Yeah, another grease fire. Yeah. No, you will be consumed. The only way to avoid that is to double, triple, and quadruple down. Like, you got to go hard. You got to limb ball. You got Alex Jones. You got to go in. At that point, right, at that point, it's clear to your audience that this is really about you. But you're pretending it's about the city.
Okay, well, to be clear, I mean, you had me until that it's about you. No. Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, every single one of these people who have made careers on being inflammatory fabricators, like, it's always been about them.
Yeah.
But their audience sees themselves. Like, there's part of themselves that they see, whether they want to be or used to be or, you know, are currently.
Yeah.
It's so much less about that person. It's literally, you are confirming all of my biases. I love it here because you just tell me that I'm right. You tell me I'm right all the time. And then you tell me new stuff that goes, that makes sense to how I'm right about all this stuff. And
it
so
reaffirms.
It reaffirms. It's just over and over, just confirmation over and over and over again. Like, it's way less about them even being able to discern that this is about that personality and that, you know, the Rush Limbaugh's doing this for himself and literally not for you to, you know, join arms and be the white power nation or whatever, you know, he's going.
Right.
He didn't care that much about that.
No.
I mean, definitely a steward of white supremacy, a champion, if you will.
A steward.
Yeah. So it actually does not shock me that Voldemorta is having a problem because there's only so much complaining that can happen. Now, I don't mean that to be true for the general, the mass, right? Like, the people will continue to complain until perpetuity and then never do anything.
Right.
However, what they don't want to hear is that you're not going to do anything because I followed you.
Right.
I hit that like button.
Yeah.
You know, I subscribed.
Yeah.
And I was ready to, you know, let's get these people out of here.
I got a Patreon subscription.
And wait, are you just going to tell me all you do is complain like I do when I'm at the water cooler? Oh, no. I could do that by myself.
Seriously.
I'm doing that by myself.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to, we had the same complaints. We had the same ideas on solutions, don't we? No, because you don't have any? Tight.
Tight.
Tight. So one of those people is a sitting city commissioner, so that's cool. Let's listen to some music.
Another text from Ruta. Sorry about the stop and frisk ambush.
It's what happens when you wear a nice shirt. You just get stop and frisked.
And we're back. Well, the guy after Obama can't stop getting indicted. He just can't. He's getting them numbers on the board. Former President Donald Trump is facing serious criminal charges related to his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Six unnamed individuals were listed alongside Trump as alleged co-conspirators and have not yet been charged. That sounds like
Please let it be Roger Stone. Please let it be Roger Stone. Please let it be Roger Stone.
The indictment includes four felony counts, which include conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. The charge of conspiracy against rights dates back to the Civil War era and was used to prosecute those who intimidated and terrorized Black voters, especially in the South. This case involves...
That was tight.
Is it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay. Puberty. Wow. This case involves more people, has a wider geographic impact compared to Trump's other cases in New York and Florida. The case is assigned to the U.S. District Judge Tanya S. Chukwuma.
You know,
To oversee Donald Trump's federal criminal indictment related to the January 6th Capitol attack. Chukwuma was one of the first judges to reject Trump's executive privilege claims to withhold White House records from January 6th investigators. So far, she's been the toughest sentencing judge for January 6th defendants, in D.C. federal court, sentencing all 31 defendants before her to at least some jail or prison time, and exceeding prosecutors' recommendations 9 times. If convicted, it's difficult to speculate on Trump's sentencing, given his status as a former president and current candidate. However, legal experts note that similar actions would result in lengthy prison sentences for others. And that's that on that.
I was trying to get you the pronunciation because I am a very bad producer of the news.
It's all right.
I hear that. You know when you hear a pronunciation that you... Well, okay, let me start over. Mm-hmm. I am a person who gets so nervous about mispronouncing names that I'm like, oh, must get right on top of this. I will listen to how it is said. And then because I'm so worried about mispronouncing it, I forget how to pronounce it.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a cycle.
It's not pretty. I'll tell you this about that. But what is pretty here? You know, what is looking beautiful?
Is the aligning of this particular judge on this particular case. That's looking pretty beautiful to me.
I mean, honestly, the fact that we have 3 separate indictments going on at the same time that are criminal things. I mean, this right. is not a civil case is a civil case, and that matters too, but a criminal case for the lock them up crowd. I think this is a big one. Like we have not talked about Trump that much because why? And well, not just why, but also he continues to get talked about, and he's always going to be talked about, which gives him all of the free pub that he, you know,
enjoyed the first time around.
This is what he has done is so egregious, and what he was a part of is so egregious that even the people that would normally be like, hey, that's a president. Just shut up about it. Let's move on. Let's rewrite this history right now.
Right.
Are like, whoa, say, Jack.
Yeah, man,
we can't just have that happening around here. The idea that Trump was conspiring with all these other people. I mean, the fake elector situation. I still can't get over that.
Right.
I still can't get over the amount of people that were like, I'll do it. I got you, boss. Yeah, I'm over here in this state. I mean, I could probably put somebody in that role real fast.
And they weren't getting paid, right?
Well, that part is way less the point. They'll find a way to make the benefit on the back end. The benefit is that Trump will be president again, and maybe I get another round of tax cuts. Maybe I get, you know, a pardon. Maybe I, you know.
Right.
It's less about the monetary because you're talking to people that have money. You're talking about people that are doing okay.
I guess me bringing that up is, you know, kind of leaning towards trying to understand the motivation here. And it's like, I feel like there's some part of it for them where it's like, I'm part of this secret initiative to, I don't know, like it's like they're in some MI6. You know, mission here, and we're gonna flip the election, and we're gonna let the people see, and da da da. The suspension of reality for me in all these situations, kind of like everyone showing up at the Capitol on January 6th. We're gonna overturn the government, fam. You couldn't overturn. You couldn't overtake. Right, right. You couldn't overtake that city. Nevertheless, government.
I mean, this is not to diminish what happened there, but they barely overtook the building.
Right.
Let alone the city.
I don't.
This is, and that is not to diminish. This was
not at
that,
all.
This was not a thing all. That no. was, you know, to scoff at.
Not at all.
But when you have that many people putting their big brains together and that's what you came up with.
The unseriousness is staggering. It's just staggering.
Absolutely that. And then the effect after.
Right.
So now what? You got a whole bunch of people in jail. You got way more people than that arrested already.
Right.
Indicted. Trials happening. And he's just out here fundraising. I'm just going to stick with this one more time. If a billionaire ask you for money. Somebody lying. Somebody lying. Why would you give your money to a billionaire? Same question for anybody paying for Twitter right now.
Oh, you mean X?
I don't.
Oh, okay. All right.
Didn't he have to? He had to take the X off of the building. I don't even know the story about it, but it was like, LOL, dude, you are so dumb. Yeah. I don't know about that. I don't know why he had to take it down. Got a text that said, wild to think that that guy has 54% of Republican approval at the moment. Another absolute American shame. Listen! He is what they want.
He's definitely what they want. Yeah.
This is what we meant by there's not a such thing as a reasonable Republican. If you are willing to say, I don't care who the messenger is. I don't care how many people get hurt. Not my issue. For tax cuts, or it doesn't matter what your reasoning is. It doesn't matter. If you're willing to do that's not reasonable. It isn't reasonable because those are the same people that then turn around after having taken food out of other people's mouths and go, why are you so loud about being hungry?
Chill out. Pipe down.
Pipe down. It's not reasonable. It is just a complete and total it's a sham. What does he call everything? It's a hoax.
It's a hoax.
The great American hoax.
It's a hoax.
I just, you know, like, this is a person who in no way is supposed to, he was never supposed to be in this position ever, never, not once. Not once.
It's our fault.
Let alone have action.
Yeah.
At a second go round. And they better speed this entire situation up fast. Because if we haven't figured out what white lash looks like yet, we are seriously missing every single time that it presents itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
People do not want to see him lose because people want to do what he's doing or did. So they don't want to see him lose. They don't want to see him go to jail for that. We will change the laws before we send a white supremacist to jail. Like, there is just so much unseriousness. So it is, we have not spent a lot of time talking about that dump truck, but now it looks like there might be something. It looks like there might be reason to, I don't know, breathe a sigh of relief. Maybe you, if you are, I mean, he could still run. He could still run from jail, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's the thing. Say. Because we won't change the rules to make sure that we are actually protected. We can't touch those rules because Constitution, because founding fathers, because they would never want to see one of their sons go to jail.
If y'all don't care about people in your community who have been convicted of crimes or recently released, if you don't care about their accessibility to employment, right? Oh, you see where I'm going?
Woo!
Why is it acceptable on any level for the position is not only the highest in the land, but some would argue still one of the highest positions in the free world? Why is it okay for him? Like,
someone gonna have to make it make sense. Much like you would not allow a 98-year-old to work at Walmart, but you will let them be a senator.
We are in Underland. Okay? We're in Underland. Y'all are not gonna keep telling me up is down, left is right, black is white. Okay? You just, but the way is that people just twist things to make it work in that particular moment, and then I'm supposed to forget what reality is. No. 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 I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this with you. This is very silly. There is zero circumstance under which he should be able to still run. And zero. The fact that he is still able to run, there are people not doing their jobs.
I know that people get annoyed when Morgan continues to bring race into the picture. But
why are you always talking about race?
Well, this is one of those things that I just can't get out of my head.
Listen.
Had
race is like they're embers, and you just gotta let them burn out.
Okay.
On their own. On their own. You don't want, in an effort to try to.
It rhymes with cake.
In an effort to try to put out, stamp out those embers, you don't want to accidentally pour kerosene.
That's usually what I keep with me when I'm putting fires out.
Yeah, not sand or anything. It's the kerosene you might accidentally. So I need you to stop, you know, kind of reel it back.
I'm just wondering if Barack Hussein Obama did one of these things, would he still be able to run for president? Like, and I don't want him to be the president again.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, you know, had he had come up with some fake electorate, if there were an insurrection to keep Barack Obama in office, and I know that this is not a new question. I'm not, you know,
right.
I'm just like, I can't get over how we absolutely refuse to adapt to have any sort of evolution with our, you know, changing society.
Right.
We're just going to sit with these old rules and be like, that's what we got to do.
Hey, them's the breaks, man.
What you want me to do about it?
Them's the rules.
I think that there would be new rules if that were the case.
Yeah.
I think that immediately a president would no longer get to run or a person would no longer get to run for president if they had been indicted 3 different times. Let alone, like, you don't, I don't think that that Barry would have to get convicted. It's just the thought that the police had to be involved with you.
Bruh.
Like, there would be no way you could run for office as someone who is convicted of anything. You certainly wouldn't see Barack Obama running for president from jail, from a federal institution. Would you see? I mean, what are we talking about? We got some texts. I didn't see them yet.
Yeah, we did. John popped up. Good morning, fiance.
Good morning, John.
Said the sky is yellow and the sun is blue.
That's right. That's it.
Oh my God.
Oh, what's the next one?
Family.
Oh.
Torn between placing grandpa in hospice or having him run for Senate.
Okay. Who sent that?
Same person that said, wild to think that 54% of Republicans approve.
Okay. I don't know how I need that. I need that meme.
That meme
yesterday.
I'll get it to you.
Yes, please. That's going
on our account.
Going on our account.
That meme's made it to the account.
It's gonna happen. That is exactly it. That's exactly it.
We back. Thank you for that meme earlier. We're definitely going to add that to the Insta and the Grams.
Yes.
You know?
Also, got another text. It's almost as if the entire legal and political systems are designed to maintain structures of oppression and not actually do justice.
Justice or just us?
Okay. No.
What?
No. Fire text. Bang, bang. No,
definitely fire text.
Next one. Eugene Debs ran for president for jail and is one of Bernie's heroes. Would not be the first time. You're absolutely right. Would not be the first time.
Mm-hmm. Does it need to be the last time?
Should
it have been the last time?
Here's my thing.
Okay.
As a person who does not who believes that prisons and jails should be abolished, right?
Yeah.
There's also nuance to everything. What's
True.
The reason Eugene's in jail?
Yeah, right.
Was it for the insurrection?
Was it capital crimes?
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah. Like, Lalu ran from jail, too, or had to keep running from. So,
right.
It's not that it's completely out of the, you know, out of this world to think of it. But it is for the people who are saying law and order, lock them up. Like, those are the people who will tell. You have taken away the ability for people to live if they go to jail. And now it's cool if a president just, former president don't really matter.
Right.
Because now that person's too powerful to really get in trouble. Now we got to look the other way because too powerful. It's just, you know, it just can't be all of that at the same time. It just, that does not work.
Nah.
All right, so we were supposed to take a music break and figure out which story to do next, and we did not do that. And I'm just being honest with our fiancés, you know?
Wow.
We both got busy. We were doing other things.
You got, yeah, I was all in our news with my fiancé DMs. Shout out to Michelle. I got, you know, a little consumed with the engagement.
You know what? Thank you. Stay there, because one of these days I'm going to get it right. I got to figure out how to time block it all. Too many Instagrams to run, you know? And I'm sort of failing at all of them right now. We're going to get it together, though.
Hey, man, you're popping. Popping in the streets.
It's not what I was going for, but oh. I'll take it. So I think let's do the Henrietta Lacks story, and then we will end the show on me screaming into a microphone about Renee Gonzalez.
Me likey.
This is exactly what our News with My Fiancé
production meetings
go like, so... As always, you're all included.
Yeah. Welcome to the meeting.
Welcome to the meeting.
There's sliced kiwi and fresh water on the
There's
desk.
Not. Yeah. Henrietta never lacks.
Bars.
I was on fire last night. I'm just going to say it.
Bars.
I was absolutely on fire.
Bars.
Henrietta Lacks' living relatives have reached a historic settlement with the biotechnology company Thermo Fisher Scientific over the unauthorized use of her cells. The agreement was announced on what would have been Lacks' 103rd birthday after 2 years of litigation. Henrietta Lacks was a Black woman who died of cervical cancer in 1951 at the age of 31. Her cells, which were taken without her knowledge or consent, have become some of the most important and widely used cells in medical research. HeLa cells, were used in the development of both the polio and COVID-19 vaccines. The family plans to file more lawsuits seeking compensation and control over her HeLa cells, insisting that the cells belong to them and should be paid for their use in research and product development. The settlement terms remain confidential, which I hope means big, 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 big.
So big we can't even tell.
Can't even talk about it.
So much money.
I'm sure it won't be as big as it needs to be. Because I mean, this is not a story that is new to me, right? Henrietta Lacks' story. It is not a story that is new to you, fiancés.
Or maybe it is.
No, I was saying you as me. In ambush.
Okay, yeah. I saw the Oprah movie. Oprah produced.
Thank you.
I haven't seen it.
Oh my God.
But I know the story because of my work with, Finding Hope. Cancer Research is the Future.
Why are we
the podcast with the Knight Cancer Institute? So I learned about, you know, a great deal there. There's even an episode where you can hear me say, I did not know that. And Flavio explains it to me.
I really appreciate it.
I just want to let people, I'm the medical expert in the room. Ask me anything.
Yikes.
Wow.
I am incensed.
Yes, yeah, I expected that reaction.
Well, where I was going is I learned about Henrietta Lacks in, like, elementary school.
For real?
Yeah. Because of a Black History Month thing. And my grandma was like, well, I don't see any other woman up there except for Rosa Parks and Harriet Tubman. You know how many other Black women did great things? And then gave me a whole bunch of info, right? Like,
wow. Wow.
The advancements in medical research and deployment of things.
Yeah.
Without her cells, we would still be looking for them that self-replicate, you know? Completely stolen. You just took them. Just took them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the kind of story that is not actually that, you know, of a one-off. Like, however, what this one was able to produce is so huge that there's no way to not talk about it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's no way for them to hide where those came from. To not compensate people after taking their loved ones. I mean, you are taking their body, yep. parts of their body. I can't get over what that would do to me in my soul, if that were the case for any of my family, mm-hmm. because I feel sick for her family today.
Yeah. In the reporting, they mentioned that, while this isn't, isn't the Band-Aid, isn't the solution or the, it's a solution. While this isn't like the perfect ending, it is going to provide the family some relief. And it's interesting that they mentioned that some of those family members are going through issues with their health and difficulty paying those bills.
Right. Right.
And the ripple effect of the research attached to her cells, billions of dollars. Like, you can't
unfathomable.
Yeah. 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 Really.
And it's another kind of thing where, we are just diminished. We are continuously just diminished, left out of history, left out of things when we, black women are our life's blood. We don't exist without, right?
Right.
And a continuation of we don't get better without. I mean, we are not hearing the same way about any other, researcher or famous doctor who came up with something. We're not hearing a Black woman is responsible for thousands of medical breakthroughs and biomedical research. We don't hear that every day. We don't hear that every month. It's not what we are. It ain't top of mind, right?
No.
And when you leave those kind of stories out, it makes it real easy to continue to confirm that bias that what did y'all come up with?
Well,
I
don't know if you're aware of this, but, that wasn't on the list of skills that we attained through slavery. So, what's there to really talk about?
I'm getting angry.
Word to the Florida education system. I was really caught off guard just now when you said you learned that in elementary school. I'm so grateful for, your family. So grateful for Geneva doing that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, elementary, under what circumstances were you taught that in elementary school? Did you go to Dr. Umar's elementary school?
Okay, first of all.
Okay. He doesn't have any Portland chapters. So.
I really wish that there was video. I wish we had video. I cannot stand you. He didn't have a Portland chapter.
Well, I think he's still working on the Delaware one too. So,
okay. Why? Speaking of my grandma, another text. We may need some more Morgan's grandma stories. I will definitely think of some that will pertain to us, or like that one just came to me. My grandma was amazing.
Yeah,
no question.
I got one. It's really good.
Oh.
You calling your grandma
To get my dad in trouble?
Get your dad in trouble.
I mean, that's not her giving me wisdom. That was definitely me being the only child.
So the way I've been told the story is when, whenever Morgan didn't really like what was happening.
Can you set the scene that at least I'm a toddler? That at least this is,
toddler Morgs.
This is, a very young.
I was gonna get there.
Got to use a stepladder to get to the phone that's on the wall. That's
what she did.
Yeah.
Toddler Morgs would push the stepladder to the phone. Look at you. You feel so justified.
Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your story. Hurry it up. She would
climb the stepladder. Pick up the phone off the wall, dial her grandmother's number because she knew it.
It was the first number I knew by heart.
And she would call her grandmother and be like, hey, you gotta do something about this.
Grandma, your son's being mean. I don't know what's gotten into him,
Grandma, your son's being mean.
Yeah. It is ridiculous, Ambush. Yes. But who didn't think it was ridiculous?
Grandma.
My grandma. She would say, you put him on the phone right now. I'm going to straighten him out.
And you felt amazing.
Hey,
grandma's on the case.
She's on the case. She's gonna make sure that she's gonna straighten him out. No one else can. She's the only one. He doesn't listen to me or my mom, you know? Come through, Grandma. And then wow. He would, you know, I'm sure she was probably on the phone being like, Nick, your daughter is hilarious.
Right.
Like, probably not straightening him out
she
at all.
She was like, what y'all doing over there?
What's for what you make for dinner?
Yeah. What's for dinner?
Yeah, that definitely was me. I would call my grandma and on my dad. I asked her to spank him multiple times. As the story goes. She it's, didn't do that.
It's I glorious.
Never got my way on that one.
Oh, man. Wow.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe not.
Yeah.
Moving on. Another text. The book, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks,
yeah.
was class reading when my daughter in fourth grade. Yes, at Chief Joseph Elementary.
That's dope.
I love that. I love that so much. And that should be.
Yeah.
Just
really
class
should.
Reading.
It really
should be because it's common knowledge. I mean, it needs to be common knowledge. It isn't common knowledge and it needs to be. It is the history of this country, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of the most interesting things to me is the ability to have separated what American history is into racial situations as if all of it wasn't happening here.
Right.
All of it wasn't the people of here. All of it wasn't happening at the same time.
But they're
time.
The first ones to be like, why do you got to bring race into everything?
Yeah, I wonder why'd you have to take it out of everything?
It's medical history. Medical history that centers a black woman because it's true. That's just facts. But now, because it's a black woman, it's CRT. And we got to get
Which
it out
is
of schools. Woke mind
what
virus.
I just learned from Ron DeSantis is that CRT is a Marxist theory. Did you know that?
No. No.
In a letter saying how great the Florida Education Department is and that it's number one in all regards because, sure. In the same letter, to say we will not be teaching that Marxist theory, CRT.
How?
This is a governor. How are you in charge? Like, who dresses you in the morning? Mm. How do you order your Big Mac?
We really got to get Andrew Gillingham on the phone.
Ooh.
We really got to get that interview lined up. This is just...
You just put me in a place.
I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, who dresses you, bro? How does this work? How does any of this work?
I'm sorry. I can't get over the legitimate ignorance, like, and willful ignorance, because it's not a whoops, I haven't learned that yet.
Right. Right.
But imagine just making the most false claims and then sending it to the vice president and being like, boom, I got her. Nailed it.
One of these scholars that worked on the curriculum changes in Florida. I know you and I both read that thread that broke down how problematic isn't the right word. This man's a villain. He's villainous in the way he's conducted himself.
Absolutely.
There's a laundry list of reasons why he should not be doing anything involving the education of children. And I cannot wait for maybe we'll do it next week. I don't know. Maybe we'll make it some supplemental content. I don't know. Yeah. And he's like, hey, DeSantis is like, hey, I didn't write it, but you know, we got some scholars. You should probably talk to them.
Oh, not that man.
Sir?
Not that man.
That's not what you should have said. You should not have said that. No. What happened?
Two texts. One right after. And then they gave all the kids BLM yard signs. XOXO, Portland Roots. And then weird coincidence that cultural Marxism is an anti-Semitic dog whistle. And this is news I can use because I don't think I knew that.
Oh,
boy,
wow.
Oh, boy. Won't they do it? Won't they find a way? Won't they find a way to give it to... Really? These are the moments where it's like, oh, you can't call these folks ignorant. They know exactly.
They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing.
That going over my head and me just thinking he's, you know, a stupid dum dum.
Yeah. Nah. They know exactly what they're doing.
Nope.
Yeah.
Thank you, fiance. I needed that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
On your mark, get set, go.
Go
Are
time.
You ready?
I am. I am. It's a local pivot.
You know, I'm still not certain how I feel about elected people being on the internet, being on social media. I
didn't like it at first. I love it now.
I'm still just not sure how I feel about it. But what I do love is when they really give you exactly who they are and what they stand for in one tweet. So I'm going to, am I reading this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is, just a couple of days ago, July 30th, maybe? Yes, July 30th, and you may all have seen this, but this is, the Oregonian had a story with the headline, Multnomah County lost record $1 billion in income between 2020 and 2021 as residents moved away. That story is a subscriber exclusive, and I do not like, share, or subscribe, so I did not get to read that entire story. I also can certainly imagine what it said. But in quote tweeting that, Renee Gonzalez, sitting city commissioner, says, in 2020, something broke in Portland, and we haven't yet been able to put it back together. Some of our problems were long simmering, generations of failures on behavioral health, both mental illness and addiction services, a criminal justice system increasingly focused on, quote, reform, while forgetting its role in providing victims justice and protecting society. Policymakers showing their more compassion for the dude from Boise using hard drugs on our street than the mother walking her child to school or the senior walking to the store. Then, Portland public schools were closed for a year, 100 days of riots, a failed Measure 110, and an exploding meth/fentanyl crisis. Those are two different things. Those are when you just slash it, it's like it's the same.
No.
Nice Portland became, which is where? Oh, nice Portland became much more violent. Basic public safety diminished in almost every respect. Plus, metro and county taxes imposed significant new taxes on the most mobile. It's no wonder that many who could leave did leave. Worse yet, some of the new taxes fundamentally undermine other part of government to bring in revenue. Driving away individual/business taxpayers hurts not only our ability to pay for libraries and schools, police and fire personnel, but also maintaining parks and bike paths. Something that he really cares about.
Oh, yeah.
Some of us couldn't leave. Some of us chose to stay and fight to restore. But we have a long, long way to go. Not all of those forces were self-imposed. Yes, the workplace changed. Forest fires have been awful, and we would be having a fentanyl crisis with or without Measure 110. But plenty of these problems are self-created. Metro and county should roll back some of these taxes, but it isn't going to be enough. We have to fiercely protect/restore both livability and public safety at the same time. Tweet.
Who's he think he is? Stephen King? John Carpenter? What are you talking about? You're talking about it as if this is someone else's reality and you weren't voted in to be put in charge.
Like you didn't already say all of this to get elected.
Yeah. You're saying it. You sound like the narrator.
Oh my God,
he is. The streets of Portland have did it. What are you doing? Well, not your job.
Not your job.
And like.
What? Amazing though. In real life, isn't he not complaining about all the things that he was saying Joanne Hardesty was in charge of? And that we were supposed to vote him in so that he would take care of those things? And here we are, looking at somebody who does nothing but obstruct and escalate issues in the worst way. You obstruct funding and then say that program doesn't work.
Facts.
You say we would have that crisis with or without Measure 110, but it's definitely a failed measure. You not understanding how drugs and addiction and why people would use any drugs, it has nothing to do with the viability of a measure.
Right.
What have you done to actually make sure there's funding for the addiction services? What have you done to make sure that there are mental health services ready for those people? Period. What have you done?
Period. It's here. It's been voted. This is what the people want. Your job is to implement and make sure that these things are a success. It doesn't matter if it's something you want. This is what the majority voted for. Your job is to do what we asked you to do. Lead. Make these things.
Decide for us that we aren't smart enough to know what we voted for.
Right.
Not to literally play in our face and say, I don't know if there's 12 of you qualified enough to be doing this. You know,
sir.
I don't think you guys know how much you just, I don't know. That's really complicated, that whole ranked choice voting. You know, you may not even know who to vote for anymore.
Could you touch on that real quick for anyone that may not be familiar with exactly what you were saying just now? I'm sorry, I'm talking to circles, but the whole, I don't know if there's 12 people.
I mean, he basically just said, one, this is an incredibly complicated thing, and we don't know. I'm not confident that the voters knew what they were voting for when we voted for charter reform.
Right.
And ranked choice voting.
Right.
The charter reform to expand the council, right? One, to expand it. Two, to dramatically, in that instance, shift the mayor's power. And that's their major issue. That's right. Why Renee and Mingus and Dan are like, Mom, I don't know, guys. Because all three of those dudes want to be mayor.
And they want that same power.
And they want the power that they want more power than Teddy got.
Right. Teddy wasn't powering, right?
Like, so not only does Renee come through and tell us that we're too dumb to do these things, we couldn't possibly have known what we were voting for. We also just couldn't possibly know how much it would cost to implement something so different. And he has made it possible for people to actually, out of their mouths, say, this is a brand new concept that's never been implemented in any other city before. It is happening right now in multiple cities.
Right.
We're behind. We're way behind. We're playing catch up. And you out here talking about Candace Avalos is making up, reinventing the wheel. Really?
Right.
You're telling on yourself.
Yeah.
If you are somebody who is trying to be in these positions and don't know about existing options out there, self-report. Shut up, unqualified. And if you're a person who is out here real big mad about, all the things that are going on, but you don't know what the options are, you're saying she reinvented the wheel, but you don't know that they exist? Those wheels right. been spinning?
Right.
Shut up, disqualified. Learn. Like, sit back for a second. But Ambush, within that tweet, was there anything glaringly missing to you? Because there was a thing that really mattered to me.
Yeah.
Fiancés, was there anything in that tweet that I read?
Yeah.
That you know, like when he says that the schools closed for a year.
The work environment changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It goes by so many names. COVID-19, the coronavirus, the
global pandemic.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a global pandemic in which all forms of government failed.
It's like watching your 8 seasons in on The Walking Dead, and you're like, I just don't understand why these people just can't go to the grocery store and just buy the things they need.
Just get the stuff you need.
Why are they at each other's throats like this? I just don't.
How come they can't just band together?
He said a thing happened. In 2020.
You know, 2020.
A thing.
We broke. A thing broke us. You are so completely unserious. It is infuriating that this is a person in a position of power who is only there to uphold what? Property?
Right.
People's ability to buy more stuff? But only certain people.
Like, what even are you talking about?
When people are talking about, you know, exploding mental health issues and addiction and homelessness, and they don't talk about housing at all, lies and fabrications about what they care about.
Right.
They could not possibly care less. This is something that is just a talking point. But as he is, you know, and the ilk are driving away and being annoyed by a tent on the side of the freeway, and they're going to wherever they live where ain't no tents, ain't no RVs, where the people are not shooting up in front of the kids, you know, like this is a life that you are not actually living. And here you are just rowling up. Where have we seen this before? Like, this is a whole bunch of red meat. But you don't have anything to say. If you are not mentioning COVID when you talk about 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, you blew it.
Now, like, yeah.
You blew it.
You're tripping. You're tripping, bro.
Because you absolutely, I mean, we know that plenty of people pretended that COVID wasn't a big thing. And is it not a big thing? And it's not happening now. P.S. Every single body start. If you have not been wearing masks, masks always, all days.
Yeah. I like that.
Because it's happening, and it's happening big again. And that's what happens when you pretend that it didn't happen. When you pretend that that virus isn't airborne. When you pretend that you don't know what vaccines mean. And you're like, well, if you got the jab, you should be fine. Like, here we are, broken brains. You need to start with COVID broke our brains. Not a thing happened in 2020. And I just can't put my finger on it, but our school's closed for a year.
Explain to me further how you really don't care about people. 1 in 5 is the statistic for people that are dealing with long COVID right now. Is that what you said?
1 in 5.
1 in 5. And there's a long list of symptoms for long COVID that range from like physical things that are happening to you to a lot of mental things that are happening to you, respiratory, like there's a lot. There's a lot happening to us. And to pretend as if COVID is a non-issue, it's kind of like climate, conversations around climate. I remember when I was, you know, first made aware of, we're doomed, planet's over, it's going to kick us off, like a decade ago. And I'm like, okay, you guys are gaslighting with all this recycle conversation. Like, you know, you're putting so much on us consumers and its industries that are dooming the planet. And I remember saying then, if a presidential candidate isn't putting climate at the forefront of the conversation.
Hello.
There's zero, nothing else. There's literally nothing else for us to talk about. There's nothing else. If we don't have a place to live, nothing else matters. Like, literally. Nothing else matters. So here we are dealing with everything we're dealing with in this city. And you want to pretend as if we're not currently dealing with a health crisis.
Right.
And you don't want to identify the effects of the pandemic. So you're literally telling me you're unserious. You don't really care. You're not here for us at all. You're not here for us. Thanks for the self-report.
Thanks for the self-report.
Tis beautiful.
Can I just read you? There's a shout out to people who have not stopped when it comes to COVID awareness. This person does what they call a COVID billboard, but they do it in chalk on sidewalks. And here's what this says. Long COVID. And it's just symptoms. Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm. Confusion. Tooth decay, headaches, rash, blood clots, hair loss, pain, dizzy, brain fog, fatigue, shortness of breath, taste and smell changes, hearing damage, being tired in the shower, and a cough that don't quit. Those are just some symptoms of long COVID. And we still don't know enough about long COVID, like, you know, what exactly, how can we, you know, anticipate who's going to get it?
Right.
But we certainly know that the more you get COVID, the more opportunity to have long COVID you're getting.
Yep. It's increased.
And we don't know if that's forever. We don't know if that is, you know, for a couple of months. It's too new. And why are you willing to gamble with that? Because you don't, you know, well, I don't know, don't want to have a quarantine because freedoms and liberties.
Right.
And just like when people were doing the, I can't believe you're trying to make me stay home. I have haircuts to get. Your haircut can't happen if you die.
Well, yeah.
Well, I guess you could still get a haircut. You get that last one. Yeah. And it could, you know, make it look real nice.
Cut your nails, trim your nails down. Because there's still a little bit of growth.
Because why does any of this matter when we're talking about actual death? Like, you're in, we're not, none of this is frivolous. So for you to leave it out in your State of the Union tweet, to leave it out makes you a continuous, you know, what would the word, embarrassment?
Yeah. Your leadership is laughable.
Just yuck.
Yeah.
Ew. Why are you here today doing this?
Imagine running for this position, getting elected, only to sit within the position and complain. Imagine.
About the same things you were complaining about. Get for real. Real quick, we got two more texts from the same fiance. Thank you for the PSA on masks. We are on the leading edge of a rise in cases. It's the moment to take extra precautions.
Y'all hear that?
And then in case people bumped on getting tired in the shower, that's a symptom of, are you for real? Like, I'm supposed to be able to pronounce this?
Whoa.
Dystonomia? Okay, cool. Thank you, and phonetically next time, please. But to continue, also lightheadedness on postural changes, fatigue, etc. Thank you for being in the medical field. Ooh. Obviously, you are the medical professional fiance. Sorry, Ambush, you have been bumped.
Come on, man. It's in me blood.
Okay. The way that he is standing so proud of himself right now, this is why I want video, so that you guys can see how absolutely ridiculous each Thursday is.
Not each Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, y'all, if we were in a position to be able to recall Rene Gonzalez, what I'm hoping is that we wouldn't fumble the bag like we did with Wheeler, you know?
There's
too much to be done and not enough time to get it done when you have people who are obstructors.
No.
And complainers. Like, I would much rather deal with the city deal without Renee's tax dollars, which this is one last thing real quick. When you tell me that the city lost $1 billion in income because the high earners left, I'm not mad at the same thing you're mad at. I'm mad at y'all letting them get away with not paying their taxes. I'm mad that the people that helped gentrify the city, who displaced the locals, who dramatically impact housing here, get to leave without paying their taxes, and then the people that are still here get blamed for it. Make it make sense, dude. Make it make sense. Okay, bye.
Our fiance responded and said, haha, just the expert on having a post-viral illness. Have a great rest of your days. Thank you.
Big hearts. Thank you. Can't say big hearts.
Today's show was made possible thanks to Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush and our podcast editor, Kyle G. And in studio DJ, TJ Tempo. Remember, guys, don't let the individuals distract you from systems, poverty is a policy choice, people over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned for Tom.
Bye.